past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Yes, sir.
Looks like we've got someone on the phone. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, as you all know. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Push correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got a sponge, and he's mopping up a sin storm. He's a quicker pickup.
All right. Today, let's talk about President Bush's response to tsunami tragedy, specifically.
Yeah.
To the tsunami tragedy, specifically his use of his dad, his brother Jeb, former President Clinton.
Oh, and what a magnificent, compassionate, conservative gene pool that is, Mark. But I can't for the life of me understand why that person, I can't say his name.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, thank you.
Bill Clinton.
Thank you for sparing me that. Was invited along in this time of tragedy and suffering, his whole I feel your pain thing. So inappropriate.
What are you talking about? I mean, what are you getting at?
Why do you liberals insist on whitewashing that man's despicable behavior?
Bill Clinton.
When that man indulged his sticky lust with that harlot in the Oval Office, he stained the entire tsunami relief for decades.
How could we possibly
attend to the suffering of others with that mental picture in our minds?
Well,
I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm repulsed.
I don't even understand. I don't understand. How does what he did then relate to, you know, forget it. Tell me, why is it okay for Bush Sr. and Jeb to help out, but not Bill Clinton?
Gladly. The Tsunami Initiative is a humanitarian effort, and President George Herbert Walker Bush is already responsible for one of the greatest humanitarian acts in human history.
What are you talking about? What's that?
I'm talking about his proud Republican seed spawn, George W. Bush, and thus saved mankind. Amen.
Well, look,
I
might agree with that statement if you just replace the word saved with the word destroyed. How about that? But anyway, what about... what are you talking about? We go through this every time I talk to you. How about Jeb Bush?
Well, okay, Jeb Bush was sent over there because of his experience fighting back and destroying hurricanes in Florida, using only his mind. Jeb Bush is one of the most powerful mentalists of our generation, Mark. Forces of nature succumb to his will.
You're crazy. You're crazy. Are you saying that Jeb Bush is capable of preventing hurricanes with his mind?
I love it when I teach you something new.
How many
hurricanes are there in Florida every year? Five or six, maybe? I assure you, there'd be hundreds if it weren't for good old Jeb and that powerful noggin of his turning those storms harmlessly out to sea, Mark, waving his hand over the water.
You know what I think, Lawton? I think this is the worst natural catastrophe in 40 years, and Bush can't deal with it, so he sent his family out there, and they can't deal with it either. Once again, he's trying to spin human suffering into political gain. Am I right, Lawton? Am I right? That's right. Cry.
Clinton was right. I do feel their pain. I am so freaked out by the pictures from Asia.
Okay.
I haven't taken a shower in a week. I smell bad, Mark.
Okay. Right.
I smell bad.
All
I
right.
feel bad. Daddy Bush and Jeb, they're just eunuchs.
Okay.
They want to bring relief to Asia. Those two clowns couldn't relieve themselves in a public
commode. Okay. Well, let it out, buddy.
There's no relief.
It's okay. We all feel sad about this.
Clowns.
It's okay.
The first term, for God's sake.
All right. We all feel okay. We all feel bad about this. Okay, buddy. It's okay to let it out. What's up, Eddie? You got something in your throat?
Jeb does it with his mind, Mark. He just closes his eyes and stretches out his hands.
No.
And the clouds
comes out.
You should see it sometimes. It's inspirational. I just sit there and my breath's taken away by the power of Jeb's mind.
Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton.
You know, that's not fair. That is not fair. You cut that out.
Bill Clinton.
God love you.
All right.
Deal with it. Don't say it again.
See you later, John.
Don't say it again.
Okay, Lawton. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Got a thing with our former president, huh?
Always interesting.